Hello, I'm Al Waller, and welcome to Clearer Path, your roadmap to health and wealth brought to you by the nonprofit Transamerica Institute. So, chronic and pre-existing health conditions are a hot topic in the healthcare space, and learning how to manage these conditions can be an incredible burden for many. Today, I'm here with Hector De La Torre, Executive Director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, to discuss their most recent partnership with the UC Berkeley School of Public Health regarding their new, regularly published health newsletters focusing on common medical conditions. So, Hector, thanks for being here. Now, can you tell us what folks can learn from these newsletters?
After our previous partnership with UC Berkeley for our workplace wellness research, we're proud to partner with a different Berkeley team through their School of Public Health to release Health Notes, or Notas de Salud in Spanish. Each of these free bilingual newsletters are available on our website to download, and we'll focus on a specific health condition or wellness topic. We're excited to partner with the UC Berkeley School of Public Health on what we think is an especially important aspect of consumer health that impacts so many people in a really simple, direct way.
Well, based on your previous research, I understand chronic health conditions are clearly a big concern for a lot of Americans.
Absolutely. Our 2017 Consumer Health Survey found that over two-thirds, 67%, of adults have been diagnosed with some chronic health condition, the most common diagnoses being high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and being overweight. Mm-hmm. Because of our ongoing look into consumer and health trends, we're uniquely qualified to identify topics that need further attention, so it made a lot of sense to have our first newsletter focus on high blood pressure. Our consumer survey also found that Latinos are the most likely, at 70%, to report being diagnosed with a chronic health condition. So making these newsletters bilingual was also important to us, given that significant health disparities exist for the Latino community.
And adding to the difficulty is all that medical jargon thrown out there, making information on health conditions even more confusing. So how do these newsletters go about helping consumers make sense of their diagnosis?
Managing medical conditions can be difficult when you don't know where to look or where to begin when it comes to caring for your personal health. Much like all of our other resources, we made sure these newsletters are concise and easy to understand for an everyday consumer, while still providing the most current research-based information. That's very important. That's why we partnered with the School of Public Health. For instance, our high blood pressure newsletter breaks down the ranges of blood pressure readings to look out for what can be significant stages of hypertension, as well as the common causes and risk factors that can lead to high blood pressure, such as being overweight, high salt diets, and sleeping problems. Future editions will focus on topics such as vision, diabetes, depression, heart disease, and other commonly diagnosed medical conditions.
Well, these newsletters sound like a fantastic resource for folks seeking to better understand their health and, most importantly, how to find ways to manage their health conditions. You can find the latest editions of the free Health Notes newsletters at transamericacenterforhealthstudies.org under the Health and Wellness tab. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth from the Transamerica Institute. Until the next time, this is Al Waller on WYPR.